To be hearing in the news there, the father of a 13-year-old boy has told Good Morning Ulster of his shock after his son and a friend were beaten up by 10 men who pulled up in three cars close by to the Ulster Hospital on Saturday night. The police have confirmed that they're investigating the incident in Dundonald. Our reporter Robbie Meredith has more.
I've been to the Ice Bowl, and normally the crowd, all, you know, everybody, all the children start heading down after they've been out to the Ice Bowl, and they went, you know, heading down in the direction of McDonald's.
This man's son was one of a group of friends who'd left Dundonald Ice Bowl just after 9 o'clock on Saturday night for the short walk along the East Link Road to the McDonald's restaurant facing the Ulster Hospital. But before they could get there, he and another 13-year-old boy were set upon by a group of men who'd drawn up in three cars. The father doesn't want to be identified.
They got out of the car, about 10 of them, and come across, and one of them came across in his face and said, "I've been a boxer for 16 years. And then one of the guys standing to the side of him punched him clean into the neck, which put him down. And he says then he can't remember him, and he just remembers people punching and kicking at him. That's all he can remember. Then, because it was about 8 or 10 of them around him, Curtis's friend tried to help him. As he was trying to help him, then half of the ones was attacking Curtis saying, "Get into this other wee boy." So they did.
How long did the attack go on for?
Well, Curtis thought it was about a minute, and his friend about 2 minutes. It must have been about that length of time.
What has he told you about the men who attacked him?
He said that the men who attacked him were all sort of mid-20s, early 30s, and as I say, Curtis and his friend were attacked, were only 13.
This woman witnessed the attack. She was in her car with her teenage son and had just turned left onto the East Link Road at the Ulster Hospital. She doesn't want to be identified.
My son noticed that there was a fight going on in the middle of the road, and I automatically thought it was just drunks that were fighting. There was three cars on the right-hand side of the road that were mounting the curb, and not knowing then, but knowing now, it was a child in a yellow hoodie with four fellas bashing the head of him. It was terrible. Being honest, it was something that you would have seen on the TV. I had seen four men standing beating this child, and they were punching him round the head, kicking him, everything, on one child. And his wee chum jumped on, and then the next crowd came over. You know, and It was horrible to say, it was horrible to witness. Even if it was men and men, it's still horrible. But this was two wee kids.
She thinks the attack on the two boys only stopped because she pulled over to intervene.
And as it dispersed, the men then got into the cars. And I immediately thought then somebody's been jumped. And I pulled over and I said to the wee one, I says, "Are you all right, son?" And he was really shooken up. Really badly. I'm just sorry I couldn't have done more for them.
You stopped to help, but you say there were other people around at the time. Did anyone else stop to help these boys?
No, there was nobody.
Does that surprise you?
It does a bit, yeah. These were wee kids. So people that were actually walking up the street would have seen the size of them.
Despite their shock, the boys were able to give the police some details about their attackers and the cars that they were driving. However, the two boys have been left with physical and mental scars to deal with.
We couldn't get him to go to the hospital because, you know, we couldn't get him sort of out. So he agreed, but after we talked to him, he agreed he'd go down and see his GP tomorrow. He does have injuries that need to be looked at, you know. His arm's swollen at the bottom of his wrist, and I think his friend's mummy thinks that her wee lad has broke his wrist or damaged that soul swollen as well.
What do you think of the men that did this?
I can't work them out. You know, it's to me they're disgusting. They're yellow. I mean, to take on children will fight between each other. But I mean, for three carloads of men for no reason whatsoever, you know, or justification, for one man to take on a child, but for three carloads, it's disgusting. I've just contempt for these men.
And are you worried that you're going to find it hard to persuade your son to go out on a Saturday night again and be with his friends?
I believe it's going to be hard to get him to go back out at all. And, you know, it's a lot for a child to go through. And it's okay. You know what I mean? Maybe get him calm for a while, but long-term effects on him, I don't know.